Good morning, Oregon. It's Thursday, August 25th. This is Andrew Thien with a news briefing from the Oregonian and Oregon Live. Portland public school students return to classrooms in less than a week, and crews are busy across the city removing homeless camps on popular walking routes. Last week, Mayor Ted Wheeler announced a new emergency order banning camps along sidewalks that are designated as safe routes to school. Those are routes that are walking and bike ways on the way to more than 100 public and private schools. The latest policy comes on the heels of similar orders to ban people living in tents along dangerous roads or in tents near the city's sanctioned tiny home villages. All told, those policies put 21% of city roads off limits to homeless camps. Wheeler plans to renew the safe routes policy every 2 weeks. The sweeps are relying on redeploying crews from other parts of town. As of this week, workers had cleared camps near Cleveland and Park Rose High Schools and Child Peace Montessori Schools. There were dozens more tents slated to be cleared this week across the city. School leaders are praising the decision, saying it helps build a safer and healthier community for every student, staff, and family. Advocates for people experiencing homelessness say the sweeps create more harm than good. Curaleaf is hoping its many problems are almost in the rearview mirror. The marijuana retail giant agreed to pay $130,000 and suspend operations for 23 days in order to resolve an investigation by Oregon watchdogs into its latest manufacturing blunder. Last summer, a Curaleaf plant in Portland mixed up drops of THC with CBD wellness drops. THC is the psychoactive ingredient in marijuana. CBD is widely available in grocery stores and doesn't typically include ingredients that make you high. The Oregon Liquor and Cannabis Commission said Curaleaf, now based in Massachusetts, shipped 1,500 mislabeled drops. Several customers reported intense symptoms. Why? The drops actually included a massive dose of THC that's several times what typical recreational marijuana users would ingest. At least 5 people reported going to the hospital. Regulators originally suggested a 70-day suspension and a record $200,000 fine. But Oregon state regulators praised the company for cooperating and said the violations weren't intentional or persistent. A big old parking lot in the Lloyd Center area is going bye-bye sometime. Maybe. The parking lot that most Portland area folks likely know is adjacent to the movie theater is in the pre-development phase. An application to turn the 7-acre parking lot into a Home Depot with an unspecified number of apartments and other retail went to city bureaucrats in recent days. A meeting on the project's future is tentatively scheduled for September 15th. It's possible the plan moves forward, changes dramatically, or never moves forward at all. Planning documents point toward a parking deck atop the Home Depot, an underground parking lot with 727 spaces, and a building that would reach about 80 feet tall for the apartments. The parking lot has been the subject of rampant speculation and development proposals through the years. In 2015, a housing plan that would have brought more than 1,100 apartments to the site died in development. It's also been floated as the potential location for a long-discussed effort to bring Major League Baseball to Portland. As if you needed another reason to head to the Columbia River Gorge, it's a great time to go watch paint dry. Wait, sorry, watch painters in action. 230 artists are flocking to the Dalles to create 15 different murals in downtown. The artists started working on Wednesday and will continue painting through Saturday. The mural artists are members of a group called the Wall Dogs. It's a loose affiliation that gets together once a year to celebrate 19th century paintings that are effectively wall advertisements. These original billboard artists were called Wall Dogs. The Dalles commissioned the Wall Dogs to paint work focused on historic people, places, and groups of the region. The Mural Fest is also bringing a street festival, which will include food, vendors, a car show, and live music and beer. For information on when to watch the artists in action and more on this festival, go to hereisoregon.com/experiences. Thanks for listening. You can support our local journalism by subscribing to Oregon Live. Go to oregonlive.com/podsupport.